Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, across Israel, the weather is quite pleasant. Jerusalem enjoys clear skies, while Tel Aviv is seeing some mild clouds. Haifa remains sunny, providing a perfect day for those outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post, Israel's security cannot hinge on unfinished U.S.-Iran diplomacy. A Hezbollah attack that killed four IDF soldiers underscores the limits of the emerging U.S.-Iran understanding. Also, according to the Times of Israel, in Lebanon's Tyre, shaken residents pick up the pieces but fear renewed IDF strikes. The historic coastal city became a ghost town after a massive Israeli evacuation warning. Also this hour, Ynet reports the first round of U.S.-Iran talks ends with a 60-day roadmap toward a final deal. Technical teams will continue work in Switzerland. Separately, JNS notes the IDF finds a drone airport under civilian buildings in Lebanon, 5 miles from Israel. The underground infrastructure posed a threat to Israel's coastline. And finally, Walla reports Lebanese parliament chairman stated, "Any area Israel withdraws from will be demilitarized." This came following Israel's agreement to the ceasefire. Here's what people are saying online. Middle East 24 shared just minutes ago that Mo Salah has been vocal about the ongoing conflict. Al Arabiya English posted that Qatari Prime Minister Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani shared a photo with U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance and Jared Kushner in Switzerland. The caption noted, "Work continues amid the Iran-U.S. negotiations." Jake Wallace Simons remarked earlier today that the Qataris, main sponsors of Hamas, have significantly influenced the outcome of the Iran-U.S. discussions. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the Jerusalem Post report, the recent Hezbollah attack highlights the fragile nature of current U.S.-Iran negotiations. Four IDF soldiers lost their lives, raising questions about Israel's reliance on these talks for its security. The broader implication is that Israel must remain vigilant against immediate threats. Turning to the situation in Tyre, the Times of Israel describes a city haunted by its recent evacuation. Residents are left grappling with fear of further IDF strikes. The city's rich history is overshadowed by the current tension, affecting both local morale and regional stability. Meanwhile, Ynet details the U.S.-Iran talks, which concluded with a tentative 60-day plan. The roadmap covers critical areas, including nuclear issues and regional mechanisms. This diplomatic progress could reshape geopolitical dynamics, offering a glimmer of hope, but also potential friction. The discovery of a drone airport by the IDF, reported by JNS, underscores the ongoing threat from Hezbollah. This infrastructure was hidden within civilian buildings, posing a complex challenge for Israeli defense strategies. Its existence reveals the extent of Hezbollah's preparations and the potential for escalated conflict. Finally, Walla covers the Lebanese parliament chairman's remarks on demilitarization. This comes after American mediation led to a ceasefire agreement. The development could pave the way for reduced military tensions, but it remains contingent on broader political resolutions. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC discusses how Chinese cars have become a national security issue in Israel. What was once a matter of procurement has evolved into concerns over cyber risks and foreign influence. Separately, Ynet Business reports on the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange facing a downturn. Despite a rally in Wall Street and Europe, local investors see a strategic setback affecting shares in banks and energy sectors. And finally, Walla Business highlights a significant donation for a new rehabilitation hospital in Sde Dov. The Hussidman family from Mexico is funding a large part of the Central Rehabilitation Center in Tel Aviv. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 2 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.